there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai Avner. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start with news from Germany, where 30 members of a Jewish family have been reunited in the city of Stralsund, 80 years after the Holocaust took place. This was made possible by Friedrich Fechner, a German cellist who assisted the Blach family in tracing their descendants within Germany and also as far afield as Israel, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Brazil. Fechner, not related to the family, says he felt a need to arrange a reunion so as to acquaint the family with its origins and also to show them where they originated from. The Blachs, whose German roots date back centuries, were part of Stralsund's a tiny but active Jewish community, which housed a synagogue, not standing anymore, and a Jewish cemetery that survived the war. Moving on to news from the United States, where Republican nominee for the governor of Arizona, Carrie Lake, says she will withdraw her endorsement of Jaron Jackson, a candidate running for Oklahoma's state senate, if she confirms that he made a series of anti-Semitic statements. Postings have been found recently on a far-right social media site where he declares that he is not beholden to Jews and repeats conspiracy theories about the Rothschilds, a Jewish family which has for centuries been a focus of anti-Semitic insults. The Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Phoenix last week called on Lake and Mark Fincham, the Republican nominee for Arizona's Secretary of State, who has also supported Jackson, to withdraw their remarks. Last month, Carrie Lake rejected the endorsement of Andrew Tauber, the anti-Semitic founder of right-wing social media site Gab, which was used by the anti-Semitic gunman who killed 11 worshippers at the Tree of Life Synagogue back in 2018. The Canadian government has withdrawn a large grant for an organization which employs an individual who has been accused of making multiple violent anti-Semitic remarks online. Laith Marouf, a Palestinian-Syrian activist who resides in Beirut, is a senior consultant with the Montreal-based Community Media Advocacy Center, CMAC, which received almost $134,000 as part of Canadian Heritage's anti-racism program, which addresses inequality impacting racialized communities, indigenous peoples, and social discrimination. Well, following recent posts on his Twitter account in which he has encouraged violence against what he calls Jewish white supremacists, the Ministry of Diversity and Inclusion, Ahmed Hussein, confirmed that the government will cut funding for the CMAC, whilst calling on the organization to justify how they came to hire Laith Marouf and disclose how he will be dealt with henceforth. For companies to be successful in today's digital world, one is to ensure that one keeps abreast with latest technological developments whilst remaining mindful of your competitors' activities and what direction your company needs to look at to compete successfully. Israel has embraced this approach, and as a global leader in the tech industry, the country is renowned as a startup nation, boasting local business startups worth over $1 billion. Renowned companies such as Wix and Fiverr, along with an increasing number of Israeli tech businesses, are achieving the coveted unicorn status every year. Owing to Israel's small size and geographic barriers which it contends with, Israeli tech startups have successfully focused on inventing techno methods to rapidly scale up their businesses in order to effectively operate globally as early as possible. And as Israel continues to normalize international relations, and in a first for the region, the first ever Israeli commercial flight over Saudi airspace to a non-Gulf destination departed early hours this morning, with the new route lessening the duration of the flight by 20 minutes to the Seychelles Islands. The flight will now take 6 hours. In a statement ahead of the flight, Arkia Airlines said that the plane will become the first Israeli-licensed plane to fly over Saudi Arabia and directly to the Indian Ocean Islands. The flight will go through Jordan in the area of the Dead Sea and turn left to Petra, continuing along Saudi Arabia's Red Sea shores. From there, it will continue on its regular route through Eritrea. The airline hopes that more destinations to previously prohibited locations will be finalized and initiated soon. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.